This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Will Smith.
I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? that was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
And some of the things that she's been through, you know, with his marriage and that, do you think he could have benefited from the system, the way of this way of life we're talking about?
Absolutely, he could have. I mean, look at the absolute, he's become a laughing stock. He was the coolest guy in the world, right? Everyone loved Will Smith before his wife completely destroyed him and wrecked him. It's really crazy to me, because we live in a world now where you have to be a real, I want to use the correct language here. You have to be an animal as a man. And I mean, you have to be like a real top shelf, top tier man to make sure that you can get through life in the Western world without either being embarrassed by a female, cheated on by a female, to still enjoy the company of females, to not have anyone try and take you to court or destroy you. Like if you're the top 1%, like I've done fine, then you can do it, right? But for the average man in the West, outside of the idea of an Islamic marriage, for example, there's basically no hope. There's no hope. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to pull off? It's incredible. And I know a bunch of guys who are Christian, and they go to the church, and their Christian wives cheat on them. Like, the church ain't going to save you. This is what I mean. Like, there's no faith. There's nothing there. And it's kind of, yeah, it's incredible. And you, like you say, you talk about Will Smith. I think a lot of people can benefit from the entire Islamic worldview. I think it's beneficial to society as a whole. And we look at, if you want to look at countries, I'd love to actually do this study. Maybe you know better than me. But if you were to look at countries in terms of police expenditure to crime, I would guarantee that the Islamic countries, the ones we just talked about, the first world ones, are some of the safest countries on earth per capita for the amount of money they spend trying to police crime. Whereas in other countries, we're just spending unlimited money trying to stop crime we can't stop. Women don't respect men anymore. Men don't really want the women besides for a one-night stand. No one's having children. No one's having families. No one's satisfied or fulfilled, which is why they want to take drugs and do stupid things and degenerate themselves. And everything spirals into the other, right? Humans need higher purpose. And this is the thing. I'll be completely honest with you, my friend. I was an atheist for a long time. I really was. I was an atheist for a long time. And I didn't truly really believe in God until about maybe 7-8 years ago. I thought I was a smart ass and thought I was, you know, atheist, blah, blah, blah. And then God started showing himself to me in many ways, whichever religion he's from. But then I realized that people need something to believe in. All these people who are atheist, they believe in climate change and abortion law and COVID more than anybody else. They have their beliefs. They have their religions, liberalism. And their religion is a religion of absolute degeneracy. You know, like, look at the things they purport. Look at how hard they tried to convince the world that it's a good idea that we eat the bugs and climate change and that people change gender and all this other garbage. So everyone needs something higher to believe in. And I think that these, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Islam is not even as old as Christianity, right? It's not even that old, is it?
Well, it goes a little deeper. If I can just take a second and kind of run it down to you. See, what we believe is that you have the first man, Adam, and he was told to submit his will to the creator alone without associates, not to worship a stick, a stone, a bone, or anything in creation. So we believe that Islam started with the first man, Adam. Then that concept of submission to the will of one and only one God, not worshiping your desires, not worshiping a human being, anything in creation, was the same way of life that was preached and teached with every messenger that God Almighty sent. And from Abraham, Noah, Moses, you name it, all many of the biblical prophets, they all call their people to worship one and only one God and to submit their will. Like the Lord's Prayer, you hear the Lord's Prayer, "Oh, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." We say this is Islam. So just like at that time, if Abraham was asked if he ever heard this term human, he was a human, but he never heard the human, that term human. But now if if he was a human, he was. Same thing. If you, there's a verse in the Quran where God Almighty is saying Abraham, he wasn't a Jew or a Christian, but he was one who submitted his will to God Almighty. That's what a Muslim is. Because people get, that's why these defining these terms is so important, because, you know, you think Muslim, you think an Arab in the desert, you'll think Islam, it's like some religion, just, it's a new religion that started with Muhammad. No, we say it started with the first man, Adam. It continued with Moses, Abraham, Jesus, peace be upon him. They all call people to Islam, to submit your will to the will of God. And they were all Muslims. They were all ones who submitted their will to one and only one God. You know, it's a simple, it's very simple to understand, very, very, you know. And then when you mention God, it goes with the innate nature. There's a beautiful verse in the Quran where it's 112 chapter where it says, "Qul huwa Allahu ahad."
Qul huwa Allahu ahadun illahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad.
Say he is God, the one and only, the unique, the eternal. He begets not, nor is he begotten, meaning that he's not born of anyone, nor does he die. He doesn't have children, a DNA, a zip code, an area code. No. And there's nothing comparable to him. Nothing. If you cannot compare anyone or anything to God. This is the pure monotheism. This is what distinguishes Islam from every other ism, is the pure monotheism. So I hope I answered your question. So we say it's not a new religion started with Muhammad. It's just the finality. He was just the final messenger, completing it with the living miracle that we have today, which is the Quran. Because Jesus, at his time, to prove he was a messenger, he did certain miracles. But if you were to ask an atheist today, show me those miracles, you couldn't show them. But we believe in them. But today, anyone who takes a scientific, analytical approach, they will see, from the preservation of the Quran to the prophecies, you know, to many of the scientific statements, there's, you know, the literary miracle of the Quran. You know, there's just too many things that it doesn't add up that this would come from just a human being. So it's not blind faith in Islam. You use the faculties that God Almighty gave you. You look into the Quran. You look into the life of Prophet Muhammad. And then, like myself and many, you're like, this is not possible. This can come from a human being. And then you submit.
Do you have a lot of Christians who convert or change? Do you have that a lot?
You can go and watch, you know, I got hundreds. I've been doing this since early 2000. We got hundreds and hundreds of programs with people. I have a good friend. He's from Romania. He's Gabriel Romani. He's somebody who was a Christian, and he accepted Islam. You have tons of stories of people, same thing, who are struggling with many of the concepts of God that are out there, and then they looked into all the different religions, like myself, and they saw that Islam just made the most sense. Like you're saying, the things that it fixed the problems, you know, of society. It gave solutions not only on how to go to from the smallest things, from how to go to the bathroom, to how to run your home and how to run a country. Everything is laid out. And it doesn't make sense that this human being could have came up with these things, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely interesting. And that's where the base of my faith comes from, my respect for it all.